RSM Central's Form Express.
Time for the Form Express on RSN Central. They are racing today in Victoria. They've had a couple of days off due to the weather conditions, but Cranbourne is only a soft five today. They've missed a lot of the rain here in Melbourne, and this is what Dean Lester had to say on Racing Pulse regarding his best bet, his quaddie, and his play of the day.
It certainly is, Michael, but the best is a bit of a gamble because it's a first starter, but I really like race 3, number 12, Climbing Star. The best value is race 8, number 10, Chuahini. For the quaddy, the first leg, 2, 7 and 1. Second leg, 1, 5, 11, 4 and 2. Third leg, 3, 2, 1, 7 and come home on 10, 11 and 5. Play of the day, I'd play a parlay 2 and 3, which is $4 for a dollar. And they're a win race 3, number 12, Climbing Star. A win race 5, number 2, Mountain Range. A win race 8, number 10.
So that's Dino's thoughts on Cranbourne today. Blake Shin rides Rule of Time for Leon and Troy Corstens in race number 1 at Cranbourne today. It was third at Geelong on debut. It's a $2.70 favourite here in the opener.
She's a nice filly. She was very good in her first up run at Geelong. She hit the line extremely well. I think she's a filly of the future, so looking forward to seeing what she could do on a slightly better track than she encountered first up.
So Troy Corston's there on Rule of Time in the first. I had a chat to Dave Eustace about half an hour ago on RSN Central, got his thoughts on Gold Trip and Smoke and Romans and the barriers for both of those two runners in the Turnbull Stakes this weekend. He also gave a good push for Coleco Jack in the third. The five runners at Cranbourne this afternoon. Zenzella goes around in the first with Ethan Brown to ride.
Nice filly. She's probably going to need an awful lot of luck to win today. She should be ridden fairly quiet. But it's a filly to follow sort of down the track over a bit of ground. Coleco Jack would be our best chance today, I would say.
So there you go. Coleco Jack, the best for Mara and Eustace today at Cranbourne. Troy Corson's also got Shipstone going around in the eighth event today.
Yeah, he's a very nice horse. I think he's a horse of the future as well. He was good second up. He just got a little bit lost down the straight. It's imperative that he gets a better track. So if we get a downgrade whatsoever, we'll be pulling him out.
Right.
But if the track stays at a five and races nice and evenly, he's a good chance.
Lockie McIntosh is on the quick backup. He's calling at Bendigo this evening in the trots. There's 10 races on the program there. Good morning to you, Lock.
Yeah, good morning, Matt.
What do you make of the program at Bendigo tonight?
Look, terrific program. We've got heaps of the two-year-old boys and girls, Vic Bread Platinum Homegrown Classic, so some real stars engaged. Might be good form references for the Vic Bread and the Breeders' Crown later on in the season. My best comes up later on in the night in just a normal race, race 8. Horse number 1, Mac Almighty. I've been really impressed by the way this guy's hit the line at his last two runs. He ran second here at Bendigo at his latest start behind Nonpareil. It was a really quick last quarter, and he was getting to the line well. There's a lot of speed in this race. He's drawn to get a nice run in on the pegs and look for him to be finishing on hard again. He's about 220 or thereabouts for the tab fixed odds. I don't think you want to take anything shorter than that, but he certainly looks a terrific chance. He's ready to win real soon. And my each-way play comes up in the next race after that, race 9, horse number 5, JB Flex. Only a recent addition to the all-conquering Julie Douglas stable. And loves the stand starts, ran second last time at Maryborough, only beaten a half a neck after doing all the work in the run. I think it's probably better suited in a stand start. It'll be up on the speed and it'll give a great sight. Won't miss a place. That's race 9, number 5, JB Flex. And our quaddie tonight, Matt, we'll take the 7 and 3 in the first leg. We'll go a bit wider in the second leg. We'll take 7, 1, 10, 4 and 8. In the third leg, we can just take the 4 and the 8. Looks a bit of a match race there. And then in the last leg, I was keen on the 1, Mac Almighty. If you had to take another couple for insurance to make sure you snag the quaddie, perhaps the 10 and the 7 are the two main dangers there to Mac Almighty in the last leg of the quaddie.
And we know what a strong team of juveniles, Emma Stewart and Clayton Tonkin, have. But tonight, Lockie, they are really flexing their muscles. Odds on favourites in the opening 4 races on the program.
Yeah, it might be another way to make a little bit of money as well. Roll a few of them up. I was really impressed with the Lost Storm, number 2, in the first race. He won at Swan Hill. He's $1.25 or something like that. You need to bracket a few of them up in the multis, but there's some very, very talented horses going around tonight, Matt.
Yeah, they've been really open about the fact that they think the Lost Storm is the best of all their two-year-olds, so looking forward to seeing him in action tonight in race number one. Lock, good luck this evening. We'll catch up over the next couple of days.
No worries. Enjoy your day, mate.
There's Lachie McIntosh. He'll be calling the action at Bendigo tonight, where there are heats for the Alabar Homegrown Classics for the two-year-olds. George Ferrugia joins us now to have a look at the Meadows and Ballarat and the Greyhounds today. Good morning to you, Georgie.
Good morning, Matty. How are you?
I'm well, thank you, mate. What do we make of the two programs today and the dogs?
Yeah, look, good meetings, and I particularly like one at the Meadows. It's some really nice each-way odds. There's a greyhound called Handsome Rhino, who's a very, very talented dog, but his recent form's been a little bit patchy. He's been up against some good greyhounds. There's no way we're going to let him go around at the odds that he was. He was around the $7.50, $8 mark this morning, and I've got him on top, race 10, number 4, certainly an each-way play. Quaddy numbers there at the Meadows, mate. 1, 8, 6, and 2 in the first leg. Second leg, 5 and 1. Third leg, 2 and 8. And we come home with 5, 1, and 6. Ballarat tonight, a real speedster in race 10. It's a good race, but race 10, number 8, Jelly Bean Jojo, is a greyhound just going through the grades. When she takes over, she just goes bang. And I think from the draw, she would have been schooled locally. I think she'll be incredibly hard to beat. Race 10, number 8, Jelly Bean Jojo. Quaddy numbers there. 4 and 8 in the first leg. Second leg, 2, 1, and 7. Third leg, 4, 7, and 6. And we come home with 6, 8, and 4 at Ballarat tonight.
Good on you, Georgie. Good luck today and tonight.
No worries. Talk soon.